Staying with the theme of visitors, this weekend is the annual Aer Lingus College Football Classic. This year it's TCU from Texas versus the University of North Carolina. And the annual event brings almost 40,000 Americans to these shores, spending tens of millions here, the shouting for their teams. And will the geopolitical tensions caused by America's war against Iran make a difference this year? Padraig O'Kane is the restaurateur who owns the Fire and Soul Eateries in Dublin, but crucially also runs the annual Aer Lingus College Football Classic and is on the line. Good morning, Padraig.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
How do you persuade these college teams to pack their things, and they've got a fair bit of stuff, and come to Dublin for a single game?
Yeah, well, I guess this year is particularly exciting. It's the fifth game in a row. So when we first started this, it'll be the 11th game played in Ireland, believe it or not, since 1988, of a Division One college football game, and the opening fixture of the season as well, which is all eyes on Dublin this weekend with the first American football game, whether NFL or college, to happen in the season. So that's great from a television perspective. 5 or 6 million US audience on ESPN will be watching the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. I guess it's a mixture of when we first started this, it was easier, you know, persuading a Boston College or a Notre Dame who've got great Irish roots to come to Dublin. But two schools like University of North Carolina and Texas Christian University are two teams this year, and for TCU to give up a home game, they have to see the bigger picture. So they look at it in a number of ways. But from a university perspective, it's about, you know, international recognition, and they have so many of their students that go on an international program, and that's so important to them as persuading young graduates or young kids to go in and join the school in the first place. So that plays an important part from the university. From a sporting perspective, coaches are coming more and more into it because the fact that, again, recruitment has played a big part. College football has got quite virtually professional with NIL and transfers, etc. So for a coach to have an international program as part of his recruitment is really important. So it's then, you know, it's, we have to move a home game. So your TCU are giving it up for this weekend. That causes issue in Fort Worth this weekend because there is no game. It's in Dublin instead. So there's a lot of logistics and stuff that goes behind it. But the big thing,
and
is
I presume there's money as well. In other words, you have to pay them to kind of get them over here.
Yeah. To move a home team, literally, we have to look at their net return and what they do to give up a home game, and then on top of that, and that's a multi-million-dollar transaction, and then it's two chartered planes. By Aer Lingus, our key sponsor, you know, it's there's 300 people involved in each team, etc. It's a lot bigger than just moving a soccer or a guy or a rugby team. So logistics are huge, etc. To it. So it's a big machine that has been coming into town since really Saturday.
And do you have to block book hotel rooms for them, or do they look after that themselves? And do they have to eat in Seoul or Fire restaurants?
It's not compulsory to eat in Soul or Fire just yet, but I'm working on that in the contract. But if only, I guess, you know, from a tourism perspective, that's one of the reasons, you know, when people come in, obviously we promote our own restaurants, but every other restaurant in Dublin and around the country. And that's the nice thing about this event, Joe. People have been in since, you know, last Saturday. They've been down in Killarney, Galway, Belfast, you name it, and they make their way towards Dublin this Wednesday or Thursday and vice versa then the following week. So on average, people stay on 7 days. They make we try and to announce these fixtures 2 years out, so they stay on average 7 days. They're around the country, etc. So from an economic perspective, that's a huge part. From where we put them up, the teams and the official travel parties, we look after all logistics to do with them.
Oh, you do look after them, and then do you sell them a premium package if they want to do a VIP tailgate party or something like that?
In relation to the customer, yes. Outside of the official team, yes. So there's official travel packs and official hospitality packages. That, you know, it plays an important part of, and it's a funny, it's all turned into experiences now. There's less travel packages from when we first started to more experience packages around the stadium, access to the field, the type of culinary involved, and so on and so forth. So it's, you can see that we can see that when we book our own holiday, that years gone by we might use a travel agent even for that big special one where we're not doing it now, everything's on the web. So it's all about building experiences, etc. And there's no better place than Ireland to build great experiences around tourism and hospitality.
And you mentioned hospitality, wearing your restaurant hat for a moment. How's business, and how has the VAT cut that you enjoyed from last month benefited the business?
Enjoyed is an interesting word. I guess, you know, it's great. It's beneficial to have it. It's made very little difference to our consumer, because restaurants were not in a position to hand that on. If you take the 6 months of VAT reduction, that will take care of the 12 months of the auto enrollment and wage increases that come in through the increase in minimum wage, etc. So it's welcome, but it's not a benefit we can hand on to our customer. And that's the next really important part. We have to be able to start doing that in relation to reducing the cost base for business and for living. And that certainly, so it's a starting point. Business in general this summer has been similar to last summer. It's on a line that there's no growth, but it's steady. And from our perspective, you know, September is coming and we're back into the corporate and domestic market in Dublin, and that's looking very positive.
Well, best of luck with the event this weekend and business in general. That's Padraig O'Kane, the restaurateur who also runs the annual Aer Lingus College Football Classic.